thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This is Alvin Craig speaking, and the Way of Truth broadcast originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. We trust that you'll stay with us. We trust that the Lord will make our broadcast a blessing to you. Through the ages, there have been some very notable kings. Some of them have been very good, and some of them have been very evil. But there never has been, and there never will be, a king like I have the privilege of having as my king. I speak of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, beloved, He is king now, and he is reigning over his kingdom now. For the kingdom of God is the kingdom of peace, and it's not going to be one of 1,000 years, but it is an everlasting kingdom. So I thank God for the privilege I have of having Jesus Christ as my King. And of course you can too. And if you are saved today, you do have Him. And if you're not saved, you can have Him. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless our broadcast service today. We also pray that you'll bless our precious congregation. We thank you for each and every one of them, and we pray that the blessings of Almighty God will rest upon them. Make this broadcast a blessing to them. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our subject for today's broadcast, Why Be a Misfit? And it is not our desire to offend anyone, but to provoke you to thought. Our text of Scripture is found in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 21 and 22. In whom all the building, fitly framed together, groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Here in this passage of Scripture, the Apostle Paul is speaking of the church, and he compares it to a building. Ye are God's building, in whom all the building fitly framed together, groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord. You know, in the literal realm, there are carpenters, and then there are finished carpenters. And a finished carpenter is one who is able to excel many others in their work. And so Paul is telling us here that we, as members of the body of Christ, or the house of God, are to be fitly framed together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. So Paul is speaking about not a literal house, not a literal building, but a spiritual house, one in which God dwells. Every member must fit, fitly framed together. And the house, when it was in building, and I'm reading from 1 Kings chapter 6 and verse 7, in reference to the temple that was commonly called or referred to as Solomon's temple in its building. And the house, when it was in building, was built of stone, made ready before it was brought thither, so that there was neither hammer nor axe nor any tool or of iron heard in the house while it was in building. 1 Kings chapter 6 and verse 7. What the scripture here is speaking of, out in the rock quarry, which was some distance from Jerusalem, out there in the rock quarry, those who were masons and those who were able to work in stonework cut those stones there in the rock quarry, and then they were brought to Jerusalem, and they were laid in place. Every stone was so hewn that it would fit without any work. There was to be no hammer nor any iron or anything like that there at the actual construction of the temple. And if they did bring a stone that didn't fit, it was cast aside and was not put in the building. And so the house, when it was in building, was built of stone, made ready before it was brought thither or brought to the temple site, so that there was neither hammer nor axe nor any tool of iron heard in the house while it was in the building. So every member should fit in the place that God ordained. We are told by the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 12 that God places the members in the body as it pleaseth him. So every member should love the church of God and not want to hurt or to harm it in any way, but to be perfectly joined together with every other member of the body. Now the saved are the church. Every true child of God is a member of the church. So the question is, why be a misfit? And why not fit in the place that God would have us to fit and fill the place that God would have us to fill? Now, some people talk about Jesus Christ building his church in A.D. 33, but beloved, Christ is still building his church yet today. It is not completed yet. Christ is still building, and he's adding people to his church. And every time a soul is saved, he does add it to his church, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. So the church, God's church, is a church that only salvation can make you a member of. And Christ, I say, is still building his church. He's still adding members to his church, and he adds them just as soon as they are saved. You're not put on the doorstep and tried for 6 months before you're accepted. No, the very moment you are born of God, you're born into his family, into his church. And I say that every member should love the church of God, and they should not want to hurt it or to harm it in any way. So the church is made up of all the saved. And our question today is, why be a misfit? And who are misfits? And again, I'm not trying to offend anyone. I want to provoke you to thought. So who are misfits? Well, all who profess among God's people and are not truly converted, they are misfits. They don't really fit. The Apostle John tells us in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 6, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. So who professes among God's people and doesn't have a real experience of salvation, has not been truly converted, they are a misfit. They don't really fit. And they do not fit into the spiritual worship and work of the church. No, you have to be saved to fit into the spiritual worship and work of the church. Those who are truly converted, members of the body of Christ, are to worship God in spirit and in truth. And those who are only professing, they do not fit into the spiritual worship, and they are not in a spiritual position to engage in his work. They really don't feel at home in a spirit-filled meeting. No, they don't really feel at home in a spirit-filled meeting. Church services is a duty and not a delight. But you know what the psalmist said? The psalmist said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. So those who are truly saved and are fitting in the body of Christ, they delight in meeting together with other saints of God and in worshiping the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Now those who try to get by on half conditions and partial obedience are misfits. Notice again what the Apostle John says, this time in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 4. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. John was a rather plain-spoken fellow, wasn't he? John is known as the Apostle of Love, but you notice how clearly he sets forth certain truths and statements. Let me read the first verse that I read a while ago in 1 John 1 and 6. And notice what he says. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. And now this scripture, 1 John 2 and 4. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. So John is rather clear, and he's straightforward in his speaking. Now, I don't want you to be offended because John calls people liars, but he's simply speaking the truth. Church services should be a delight to everyone who really and truly knows God. And we should rejoice in the fact that we are a part of the family of God. We should rejoice in the fact that we are a child of God, that we have been saved from all of our sins and have the privilege of being a part of God's beautiful family. Now, those who make their religion bend to suit their own selves are misfits. I say those who make their religion, bend to suit their own views and do not recognize the pastor as their leader, they are a misfit. Notice what we read in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 21. Jesus speaking here, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. So we have no authority, we have no right to make a law or rules of our own. So those who make their religion bend to suit their own views are misfits, and they are not obeying the word of God, and they're not obeying their leaders. You know, the Bible tells us to obey those that have the rule over us, for they watch for our souls. This is a part of the gospel. This is part of fitly fitting into the house of God, fitly framed together. If you murmur and you grumble and you complain and still set yourself up as a judge, you are a misfit. I say, if you murmur and grumble and complain and still set yourself up as a judge, you are a misfit. What you need to do is to live the gospel and be an example to others. And if there be some weak brother or sister among you, Bear with them, pray for them, and endeavor to help them. Don't grumble, or don't complain, or don't criticize, and don't render carnal judgment in regard to them, for if you do, you're a misfit. Now, the results of being a misfit, you are a loser. I say you are a loser, not the congregation, you. If you are a misfit, you hinder the work of God. And if you are a misfit, you hurt the church's influence, because it seems like it's just natural for people to pick out someone who is not really measuring to the truth and try to judge the whole congregation by them. It's so common for some people to say, well, you know, if that's Christianity, I don't want anything to do with it. And if that's what that church is like, I don't want to go there. Well, we need to realize, first of all, that we are responsible to God, and we are responsible for our own soul. Someone has said that if you can hide behind a hypocrite, you are smaller than they are. Now again, don't be offended. We're talking about today not being a misfit. We want to be a good fit. We want to fit in there just like God placed us there, and we want to work in harmony and unity with everyone else. So if you are a misfit, you're going to hurt the church. You're going to hurt the church's influence. And the most important thing of all is that you will miss heaven. Yes, if you are a misfit, you will miss heaven. And beloved, every one of us should desire to have eternal life and to so live that we can have eternal life. Let me call your attention to a very familiar parable in part of what we call the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew chapter 7. Now begin reading with verse 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. That's Matthew 7, verses 24 through 27. And you notice here that Jesus speaks of two individuals. Both of them were building their house, which in this particular instance, Jesus was using the word house to represent our lives. And he said, both of them heard. Yes, both of them heard, and both of them went to build their house. But one dug down deep and struck the rock before he started building. Yes, we went down to get a solid foundation, a firm foundation. And then he built his house on that firm foundation. Now, the rains came. Yes, he had his battles, he had his trials, and he had his tests. But his house stood, and the reason it stood was because it was founded upon the rock. Now, the other man, he heard, and he went out and he didn't bother to get a foundation, not a solid foundation. He started building on the sand. And just from all appearance, he progressed faster than the other person did. But whenever he met the trials and tests of life, he was not able to overcome. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. So you don't want to be a misfit, for to be a misfit, you're going to miss heaven. And, beloved, Jesus Christ came into this world, suffered and bled and died upon the cross of Calvary, and rose again the third day, so that everyone, not just a select few, no, so that everyone could have an experience of salvation, be a part of God's family, a part of God's house, and after this life is over, have eternal life with Him forever. Jesus Christ made this possible, and it's available to you. If there be any listening to our broadcast today who do not know the Lord, let me encourage you to come to know the Lord in reality. If there are those who are listening who are just merely religious, and you've joined some church, you don't have salvation, I'd like to encourage you to also seek the Lord, for salvation is real, and salvation is deliverance from sin. And salvation enables you to live a righteous and a godly life in this present world. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for the privilege we have of sharing the gospel with this precious people. We trust the Holy Spirit will convey it to hearts and that good will be accomplished. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We do trust that it has proven to be a blessing. If so, it would be an encouragement to us if you would write and let us know. Our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. If you have a prayer request that you'd like to share with us, we trust that you'll feel free to send it in. Now, our email address is truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net. Our fax number is 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. Our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And remember, on our webpage, you can download and listen to a number of our broadcasts and also read a number of issues of our monthly Way of Truth magazine. And our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. Now, this is Alvin E. Craig. We thank you for listening to the broadcast, and we invite you to tune in next week when, again, the Lord willing, will be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the Lord's blessings abide, is our sincere prayer.